I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
How much is Graham's knee impacting him?
I'm not going to get into specifics about his knee. You know, he's just working through some things right now. And, hopefully we can get it ironed out and keep rolling.
What makes less than 100% Graham better than another option?
Graham's pretty good. And he's better than most, even when he's at, 80, 85%, 70%. So, again, we're just going to work through it. If it's something that we got to address later, we'll address later. But right now, he's just working through.
He tells you he's fine?
It has nothing to do with being fine. At this point in time, between kickers, punters, linemen, everybody's banged up a little bit during the course of the year. So, like I said, he's just working through, some tweaks, and we'll figure it out.
I'm not asking as far as, for an injury update. I mean more like your decisions about when to kick, not.
I think, if he goes out in the field, he's got to be capable of doing the job. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those deals. You sign up, you put a jersey on, here we go. It's time to go. They call your number, you got to make the kick. So that's part of the job.
When he misses, it does seem to be most of the time left has been. Is there something you look at and say, this is the reason?
Yeah, you always go back and look at the tape and figure out, why he's doing X, Y, and Z. But, he had that's kind of his miss, when he does miss.
Did McDonald jumping over the line on that last kick, did that affect anything?
It could have. Even though it was an illegal play, it was. But, very easily could affect a kick. You got a 6'6". 260-pound dude jumping in front of you, that could affect the kid.
Anything wrong with that operation on that field goal?
No. Everything was fine. Obviously, you'd like to have everything perfect, but obviously it wasn't. So it is what it is. We missed the kick. Just got to move on and make the next one.
What's the line that makes it illegal? Because you can do it in some instances, or if you jump over the fence. Will you jump over?
It's just your alignment. You can't cover the center, and he was covering the center.
But you can jump over alignment. It just can't be over the center, you're saying?
No, you can't align, for example, my shoulders. If you align inside the framework of the center, that's illegal formation. You can't do that. So you have to be completely outside of the framework of the center. You can jump over the line of scrimmage. Yeah, you can jump. You just can't use anybody to leverage or gain an advantage in height. But you can jump from one side of the line of scrimmage and not touch anybody and land on the other side. That's perfectly legal. But if you line up within the framework of the shoulders of the center, it's a legal formation by the defense.
It's the person who's jumping can't line up there, right? Or you can't no have
one,
anybody.
Yeah, no one can line up inside
the
framework.
Yeah, but he was, T-Mac.
Say it again.
He was.
What do you mean?
He was within the shoulder-to-shoulder box of the center.
No, he was inside the box.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he was inside. That's why I said it was illegal.
That's what he's saying all the time.
Yeah, that's what I said.
What did you think of the job Gunner did?
Huh?
Gunner, what did you think?
No, he did a great job. Gunner did exactly what we thought he'd do. He did a good job of fielding the ball in the elements. It was rainy and nasty. And, Gunner's being Gunner, Went to school at Bemidji State, You know, it gets kind of nasty up there sometimes. So I was messing with him last week. I said, you passed a whole bunch of schools from Alvin, Texas to go all the way to Bemidji State. But anyway, no, he did a good job. He did.
Back to that play for a second, though. Is that a play that you would ordinarily see flagged, and it just wasn't?
Yeah, it wasn't. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't.
Is your punter tired?
You know, that guy's been, he's been punting balls since he was three, 4 years old. So I think his legs kind of have an endurance for punting.
How does it change the blocking when you do the rugby punts? Because obviously he's holding the ball probably a beat longer, right? And moving. So like, how does that change things protection-wise?
You know, obviously we change our protection with that style of punt. So it's just a couple different rules. It's nothing difficult. It's something that he feels really comfortable with, and he's actually faster doing it that way than he is conventionally. So, you know, we're just trying to put him in a really good position to be his best, and use all of his skill sets, and it kind of helps us in coverage too.
Is Thomas Oliver going to play better for you?
You know, Thomas just got here, and, you know, he's doing a good job. He's trying to figure it out, but all those guys are working at it right now. You know, we got a bunch, three or four guys that are working it. It just depends on how it shakes out on game day.
He's done a lot of that though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Morstead's punts, I mean, you don't field inside the five. Is his punt just like dies right there?
Well, it's wet, you know, and when the field gets wet, the balls are going to hit and stick. You know, it's not going to roll, you know, like it is when it's dry. So Thomas had a great game. 15-year veteran punter who's been around. He's punting in this stadium, you know, obviously for, you know, the Jets before, and coming back and just being in the business, and he's done a great job in handling the elements. He had a hell of a game.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.